WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The Marathon County Board and Wausau City Council have a new face, and he has joined in the thick of budget season. Aaron Greiner was appointed to the Marathon County Board in September, and then to the City Council in October. He's finishing out the terms of former Alder and Supervisor Gary Gisselman, who passed away in August.
Really, why I wanted to do it is I kind of wanted to see more people like me on the council.
He says out of the 38 members of the county board and 11 on the city council, there are very few in Greiner's age group.
Just to get some different perspective, you know, we've had vastly different lifestyle experiences. We have different skill sets than some of these other people do. And I think just bringing in a new blood or a new perspective would give us another opportunity to be able to look at problems a little bit differently and bring a different set of understanding to try to address some of the issues that we have here.
He says his goal as a city council member is to enable the various city departments to continue the work they do.
I want everyone to have everything at their expense so they can do their job to the best of their ability and continue providing the same level of services that people in the city have come to expect.
The city council faces a number of sticking points going into their meeting tomorrow, including considering a referendum aimed at funding 12 firefighter paramedic positions, which are currently funded by federal grants set to expire at the end of next year. Greiner says he hopes the city council can work together to find a better or more efficient way to meet the city's needs at a lower cost.
Coming in so late in the game for the budget, it's kind of you have what you have right now. But I'm looking down the road to try to figure out how we're going to address these problems in the future so it doesn't have to become a problem like this again.
The city council is set to vote on the referendum and the city budget at tomorrow's meeting. Food share benefits are dropping into accounts as of last Friday. That's what Governor Tony Evers said would happen as of last Thursday. Evers made the announcement following a federal judge's ruling that the Trump administration must release November SNAP payments to states. The Trump administration on Friday requested an immediate halt to the court order. The governor said it should never have come to this and blamed the Trump administration for refusing to use all legal funds to prevent millions of Americans from losing access to food. Vice President J.D. Vance called the court ruling absurd during an unrelated press conference last week, blaming Democrats for the shutdown. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new online webpage to help track cases of flu-like illnesses. The new respiratory data webpage summarizes data on outpatient and urgent care visits where patients report with a fever of over 100 degrees as well as a cough or sore throat. The webpage features an interactive map where you can track flu-like illness activity across various regions of the state over specific periods of time. Department of Health officials previously warned there's been a significant drop in people who have already received their flu shot this year. According to DHS data, about half as many Wisconsinites received their annual flu shot throughout the month of October this year compared to last year, which saw nearly 860,000 get their flu shot. DHS officials are still encouraging residents to get their flu shot as soon as possible. As winter weather continues to settle in across the state, residents spend more time indoors and respiratory viruses start to become more common again. The ACLU of Wisconsin last week released a statement announcing they had learned of the Marathon Sheriff's Department's pending agreement with ICE to partner in a jail enforcement model program. The agreement would make Marathon County the 15th law enforcement agency in Wisconsin to sign on to the program, which deputizes local jail personnel to perform certain immigration enforcement duties on behalf of ICE. The Marathon County Sheriff's Department is one of five county sheriff offices the ACLU of Wisconsin is suing as part of a lawsuit to terminate their practice of voluntarily holding people in jail for ICE on detainers. If you missed the last day of this year's Wisconsin State Fair due to the rain, fair organizers will exchange those tickets for admission to next year's State Fair. Record-setting rains on August 9th closed the fair a day early. If you purchased a state fair admission ticket that lists the full date range of July 31st to August 10th, but you were unable to attend the final Sunday of the state fair, you may be eligible to exchange your ticket. Tickets and vouchers that were intended to be used on Sunday, August 10th, 2025, are eligible for exchange for 2026 state fair admission tickets. Ticket exchange opens today and runs through Saturday. Visit the Wisconsin State Fair website for more information. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging hunters to understand the difference between swans and other waterfowl this hunting season. All wild swans are protected in Wisconsin, and it is illegal to hunt native trumpeter swans, tundra swans, and non-native mute swans. Other large white birds, including American white pelicans and whooping cranes, are also illegal to hunt. Shooting a swan can result in a fine and a revocation of all hunting, fishing, and trapping privileges. For more information about swan identification, visit the DNR's Swans in Wisconsin webpage. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Bucks go to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks play the Mavericks tonight in Dallas. Milwaukee losing yesterday at home to the Houston Rockets, 122-115. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought we were bad on both ends of the floor. We gambled. We did things that we just can't do.
College basketball, Marquette losing to Indiana, 100-77 in a game played at the United Center in Chicago. The Golden Eagles have a following in the Chicagoland area. NFL, it's the Packers and Eagles at Lambeau Field. I asked Micah Parsons what his thoughts will be tonight after the loss of his former teammate, the Cowboys' Marshawn Nealon, who died at the age of 24.
If I know 9-4, you're going to want me to kill him. He gonna want me to kill him because that's how he played. He always played with the intent and passion and played the right way. And every time I seen him step on the field, he gave it his all. Even when he was hurt, even when he was dealing with things off the field, he never let it show on the field. So I have to do the same thing.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy to mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the low to mid 20s for a low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, with a high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.